Welcome to Awakening Heart Network. My name is Toria Vallis, and today it's our distinct honor and pleasure of joining in conversation with Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. But before we bring Dr. Kimberly on, let's take a moment, take a few deep breaths, allow for the energy of the day to just shift off of us and center ourselves and come together in the center of the Awakening Heart Global Healing Circle. Here within the energy of the circle, all of our hearts come together, and we are extremely powerful on our own, but together we create a circle, a grid of love that shines across the entire planet and out into the cosmos. We are here gathered today to make a difference, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of our loved ones, within our community, within our family. And here we have a sacred space that we share together, where we bring our dreams and our aspirations. We bring the problems of the day, and we bring everything good that we hope to create, and we allow for a transformation to take place, a transformation within the global healing circle that flows out into the world around us. It lifts everyone, as the statement goes, a rising tide lifts all ships. It lifts everyone. It lifts the energy. It changes the energy. It transmutes it. And it allows for us all to step into a new reality, one where we feel the truth of our own divine being, and one where we're supported by this amazing energy. And so without further ado, I'd like to bring on Dr. Kimberly. But before that, let me just tell you a few things about her. Internationally known frequency master, conscious creation expert, and naturopathic energy healer, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge invites you to go beyond frequency. Dr. Kimberly has been heard numerous times on the U-Wealth Revolution with Darius, the Sheila Show, the Aware Show, and with Lisa Garr. Dr. Kimberly combines science with possibility and has been experimenting with frequencies and products and with her clients for the last decade and a half. After consulting with an esteemed neurosurgeon, Dr. Kimberly became convinced that the frequencies she had been using could be applied to all areas of her clients' lives. Dr. Kimberly McGeorge has over 24 years of clinical experience in both the alternative health and energy healing field. She has worked on thousands of clients in person and remotely around the world. A popular teacher and lecturer, Dr. Kimberly does very limited private consultants each year, and so we are so grateful to have her join us today. Welcome to the call, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
So grateful to have you here today. And we're so glad that you're, here bringing the energy in and allowing for a huge transformation to happen. Before we take some questions from everybody, I would love to ask you a few questions of my own, if it's all right.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
First of all, can you talk to everybody a little bit about how people fall out of balance? That would be great, because I think that we look at our lives every day, and there might be some things that we know, and there might be some things that we're not really so sure of.
Right, absolutely. Well, there's so many ways we can fall out of balance, and fortunately, there's so many ways we can be brought back into balance. So, you know, we can develop imbalance in the physical, the emotional, the mental, the energetic states. You know, we develop these stuck emotions that get stuck deep, deep into our energy fields and create blocks and deep into our cells and, you know, start causing disease and imbalance. And we have these belief systems that we actually come in with before, you know, conception. We come, you know, our parents have them, and as soon as we are born, you know, or as soon as that, you know, egg and sperm meet, you know, we've already got this, put over us, basically. And, you know, I call them belief templates, and we work a lot with those. We can have blocked meridians. Again, you know, trauma and emotions and all sorts of things can cause blockage in our meridians. You know, like I mentioned, our DNA, you know, we come in with this heavy ancestral stuff that's not even ours. And so we come in with all this imbalance, and it's really burdensome, you know, to be honest with you. It really is. It really holds us back and holds us down if we allow it to, and if we don't know how to get clear. And there's so much information, misinformation out there, and there's so much confusion out there. So we think we're destined to kind of stumble around you know, blindly from day to day, you know, struggling, and that's really not the case at all.
I think that's really, really key, Dr. Kimberly, and I think that people might not understand something that you just talked about, which is really, really important, the fact that we can actually come into the planet in imbalance. I mean, I think that's a huge thing. Most people don't even think about it that way.
Well, right, and we're not taught that. You know, we're
right.
not taught that in school. We're not taught that in, you know, conventional medicine. We aren't. Most of us, you know, unfortunately aren't taught that by our families. So it's this puzzling unknown, you know, why are we depressed? Why are we anxious? Why do we have these genetic diseases? Why is one day amazing and the next day horrible? But, and I think it becomes this mysterious, you know, hunt, you know, for wellness and balance. And really, we're in such an enlightened age, such a fast-paced, you know, information age. It doesn't have to be confusing anymore. It still is, especially in consciousness it is there. I mean, I just, sometimes I shudder at the, you know, misinformation that's really out there. And that's why I like to approach it from, a, you know, multiple dimensional ways. I am as 3D as they come, and I am probably the most, one of the most woo-woo healers out there. All at the same time, but that's how we are as beings. We are totally and completely 3D and physical and have this density to us, and we are totally metaphysical and multidimensional and, you know, all about, you know, what the quanta is made of at the same time. So we're all about the invisible and the unseen. And so I love to combine those in one great package and just say, okay, you know, we can have these amazing lives. You know, we can co-create with the universe. We can manifest. We can do all these things, you know, with money and love and, you know, including health and have this sense of wellness and joy that most of us never realize. And I do mean most of us never realize. And that's the travesty, because it's absolutely possible, and it's possible to begin unraveling that mystery and switching that frequency and getting rid of that density now.
Oh, sorry about that. You know what, everybody? I was talking, and I had my mute on. We're having a few technical difficulties here today, so I appreciate everyone's patience. I was telling everyone that we got a lot of callers out on the line, so if anyone wants to speak to Dr. Kimberly, please push star 2, and I will see you, and we'll call on you, and Dr. Kimberly will be able to work with you live on the line. And also, please keep sending in those emails, and we'll take some of the emails very soon. Again, thank you for your patience. Just a few technical difficulties today. Dr. Kimberly, what I was saying when no one could hear me was when you talk about everything changing, what do you feel about personality? Because people think that personality is such a concrete aspect of who they are, and sometimes we can get in our own way. Do you think that personality is something that we're stuck with?
Gosh, I could talk about that for like 5 hours. I love that, because we just did this experiment, which actually you guys can be a part of too. We did it live, and you guys can be part of kind of a live recorded version of Mix, but, you know, the 21-day frequency program. And one thing that I discovered that I guess I knew, but I didn't necessarily know that I knew. I'd observed it before in searching conditions in my clinical practice. Like, I'd observed, you know, people say, I've had anxiety my whole life. I've had social anxiety. I can't get in front of people and speak. I'm scared to talk to strangers. You know, sometimes severe, debilitating, you know, stay-at-home social anxiety. But we've seen, as, you know, we've nutritionally supplemented and corrected some of the genetic disorders with vitamins and minerals and frequencies and different, you know, modalities, we've seen these people's social disorders that they've had since they were children, sometimes very young children. We've seen them completely disappear, and now these people are speakers and doctors and attorneys and really out in the public eye. You know, some people have even gone into broadcasting that have had these social, you know, disorders for years and years. And so that's a great example of a behavior slash personality type of disorder that, you know, with the right energy frequency, because everything's frequency, comes into balance, and you become a different being. So you go from being shy and reclusive to being very, you know, verbose and social and even desiring company, where before you might have, you know, wanted to be by yourself. And people generally consider that kind of a fixed personality thing, but we really find, you know, and I observed that years ago. But going through this 21-day program, we were bombarded with all kinds of frequencies in a very intense way for 21 days, 3 weeks. What was so shocking to me was I'm around frequencies for years and years and years and years. I've played in frequencies, never in that exact manner as we put this program together. And so I first noticed a change in my own personality or behavior when we were eating dinner the weekend after the program had ended, and my dad said to me, since when don't you like mushrooms? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess since 3 weeks have passed. I guess in 3 weeks, my food taste totally changed. And not only that, but my style of dress totally changed. Many, many things about myself I found had altered rather radically in 3 weeks. I mean, I hadn't worn a dress probably except for special occasions in 5 years. And now I probably wear dresses probably, you know, 4 or 5 out of 7 days, you know, so that feminine masculine came into balance because I tend to be a little imbalanced toward the masculine. So it was just so interesting, even in my own being. And like I said, you know, I've played in this world for years and years, but the things that we think are personality, and it's so fascinating. I talked about this a little bit on another show because it's really radical, but even things like sexuality, like, are you gay? Are you straight? Are you bi? Do you know? What if we get your meridians clear? What if we strip out your belief template? What if we clean up your DNA? What if we balance your chakras? Then who are you? And what we are consistently finding, and this is so radical, really, even in, you know, energy world, and I love that you asked this, is that you don't know who you are. Right. So how, you know, there's this famous line from Into the Woods that said you can't get, you know, where you're going if you don't know where you're going. And it's kind of like, how can you develop and expand and become this soul purpose? We talk a lot and hear a lot of people talk about soul purpose. Well, gosh, if you don't even know what you really like to eat for breakfast, how the heck are you going to find out your soul purpose?
Yeah.
And so, you know, really, you know, this clarity and getting rid of this density is so crucial to absolutely every area of your life.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what I love about what you're talking about? I really believe in my gut what you're saying about frequency, because that makes it really easy. You know, we don't get caught up in this or that, or we got to go down this road. It's real simple. It's all frequency. And I also believe that we get used to the density that's a part of us. We don't even know that it's not something that's really, you know, a keeper in terms of what our natural state is. We just become so used to it. I'm going to ask one more question of Dr. Kimberly, and then I'm going to start taking some questions from the audience. Could you please, Dr. Kimberly, help everyone understand some of the things we can do to increase our frequency right now?
Oh, there's so many things you can do to, you know, increase your frequency. You know, some of them are really obvious, and you guys have heard them, but they're just so super crucial. I don't wear shoes at all. You know, I used to, you know, I've always said that for years and years, but now I know it's even more important. It's just the, you know, the EMFs, the electro, you know, magnetic, you know, toxic load that's dumped on us every day. It's a way of discharging. When you are wearing your plastic soles, you know, very few of us wear leather moccasins, you know, like we might have at one time, or, you know, leather boots that were truly leather on the bottom. But, you know, most of us wear a lot of plastic shoes and flip-flops and all this kind of thing, and it really blocks the flow down and up your Hara line. It really blocks the life force. You know, you're receiving the full life force frequency from the earth resonance. It just blocks a lot of things. So I really, really strongly, I know it sounds kind of crazy and very hippie-like, but they were onto something, you know. Just, you know, ditch the shoes. The only time I wear shoes, as a matter of fact, sometimes we get stuck places. Like, I'm getting ready to go in the bank, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, do I have shoes in the car? Like, you know, so sometimes I get stranded places, and I can't do anything because I forgot to put a pair of shoes. Usually I have a couple in the car because the only time, you know, you can ask anyone that really knows me, the only time I wear shoes is in public when I have to. I even try to get away with it sometimes in public when I don't have to, which is just crazy. You know, I live in North Carolina, so it's not like I'm in Alaska. It's super weird. But I think I might even, you know, barely wear shoes in Alaska. So that's a huge thing. Like, you guys can just cost no money, you know, whatsoever. I really encourage the use of high vibrating things. And I know, you know, you guys have heard this, but it's so cheap. You can walk in your health food store, even Walmart carries it sometimes now, but you can buy, you know, a $5 bottle of or $8 bottle of tea tree oil, which is a very high vibrating oil. It's very cleansing, and not just to the physical body because it's very antiseptic and cleansing. It's very cleansing, actually, to the auric field, and it helps you, you know, when you put these high vibrating things on. A lot of us wear perfumes and Bath and Body Works, and we're wild about all these scents, but all these scents that we bombard ourselves with are really chemical, and they actually lower the vibration of our physical body. They're actually toxins we're putting into our skin, and they actually, you know, they're not healthy either for the physical body or the energy field. So start replacing all your products with organic products and, you know, natural essential oils, and, you know, play around with blending perfumes, or there's websites that sell perfumes and things. We need to start really going back to high vibrating products. So it really becomes what I call a balance. If you really have to subconsciously balance absolutely everything that you listen to, that you watch, that you hear, that you put in your mouth with, is this high frequency? And high frequency for one person isn't always what's high frequency for another person, believe it or not. Some people can have caffeine and do require caffeine, which is so fascinating. And some people, caffeine is a toxic substance to them, of course. How it is processed is a whole other can of worms. But really, you know, we don't want to believe that anybody has ulterior motives, even though you can sit and watch the commercials on TV and know obviously it's all about money. We just don't want to believe that. We want to believe that everything in the grocery store is amazing and everything we buy in the drugstore is amazing, and we can just bombard our body, you know, with all this toxic stuff inside and outside, and there's no price to pay, but we all are paying it. We're sick, we're tired, we're unhappy, we're broke, we're depressed, you know. So it's really just doing that balance. Another thing you guys can do, I do know why, but I don't have time to go into it here, but listen to Baroque music. So there are different styles of music. I'm not telling you what kind of music to listen to. I'm just saying if you want to change your frequency and raise your vibration very quickly, you know, you can download Baroque music. Baroque music, a good example, is Vivaldi. A lot of people have heard of the Four Seasons. That's Baroque music that has amazing tones that are generally good to raise everyone's vibration. So those are just a couple tips.
Oh, I appreciate that, and I know everyone out there appreciates it too. I didn't know some of the things that you were talking about, especially the not wearing shoes part. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but you know what? I love being barefoot anyway, so wow, appreciate it. Okay, now one last question just for everyone, and then we're going to start taking callers. I know I said that the last time, but I think everyone needs to hear. I want everyone to hear this one. Can you please break it down to all of the people on the call? Why is everything revolving around frequency? Why is frequency so important and such a key way to shift things in life?
Right. Well, everything is frequency, so we kind of know that. We've heard that a million times. And obviously, then you get this scale of frequency. So everything is either a really low frequency in that range, or it's going to be medium, you know, going up toward high frequency. So it's so important, because you each have your own signature, what we call vibration or signature frequency. That is just the sum total at the moment of your thoughts you're thinking, the emotions you're feeling, the viruses, the bacteria, the fungus, the disease patterns, the belief templates, the DNA stuff you came in with, you know, all that stuff, any blocks in your energy field. We have other people's energy in our energy field, all this junk, positive or negative. You know, that's your frequency. So it's kind of a, you know, all an average of all those frequencies put together. That's your frequency. And so it's so important to raise our frequency, because when you raise your frequency, you do not get sick. So not only do you not get sick, but you do not develop, even if you do occasionally get sick, you do not develop these deep disease states that we hear about, you know, the cancer, the diabetes, the, you know, chronic depression, fibromyalgia, all these heavy, heavy things. It just doesn't happen to you. So you're kind of above that. And if you, it's not that we don't live in a world with it. It's kind of like we coexist, but because our frequency runs so much higher than the bacteria, so much higher than the viruses, we eliminate them very quickly, and they don't take root or hold in our energy fields or in our physical bodies. And it's so important also, because you cannot develop, you know, a high frequency life. And because there's this standard or a belief that's gone on for hundreds and thousands of, you know, years in certain countries. So for example, there's a certain standard of living in America that's considered high frequency. Well, that has power and intention because it's been developed over hundreds of years. And we all know what that means. We know that might mean debt-free, and it means a little bit different to different people, but it might mean living in a beautiful place. It might mean not working a 9-to-5 job. You know, we all have this kind of general idea of what an amazing high-frequency life. Well, you can't develop that when you guys are, you know, can't get out of bed in the morning. It's really hard to, you know, speak high-frequency things into existence when you are running at a very low frequency, because there are universal laws that are true. A lot of things in The Secret are true. However, they're not true in isolation. There's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts attached to each of those laws that we weren't told about. So we just all slapped up our vision boards and thought life would be magical, and it wasn't. And the reason why is we're missing all the other secrets surrounding each one of those secrets.
Absolutely. It does a lot more to it. And I think that you're right. Once we understand what it is and how it works, then the flow happens. But without further ado, Dr. Kimberly, are you ready to talk to some folks?
Sure.
Okay. Let me see. Here we go. First person. Philadelphia, you're on. Hello? Okay, let's see. California, you're on. Hello?
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 Hi. Is this 310?
So, hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if it was me or not. Hi, yes. Dr. Kimberly, it's Tamika.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm at work, I'm sorry. I'm having problems with fear and anxiety. Could you help me with that? Hello?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did she say?
Yes, she said she's having problems with fear and anxiety. There's a lot of background noise there. Is there any way to get into a space where you have quiet behind you, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the door closed. And I'm in a booth.
Oh, Dr. Kimberly,
oh, okay.
She said she's having problems with fear and anxiety.
Yes, that's
right.
What I said.
And Yeah, I can feel that. I'm going to go in and, leave out her field, but really a lot of her fear and anxiety right now is coming from third chakra issues, so a lot of personal power issues are the unresolved personal power issues are creating a really stagnant energy flow through that chakra and meridian systems, particularly in the third chakra area. So she is going to have, a lot of fear and anxiety. There's also some physical things going on. Her nervous system is on the verge of being fried out. Her adrenals look like they're going down in function. So there is kind of a multiple like physical energetic thing that needs to be addressed and worked on. There's also an interesting, and I don't know if she can hear me or not, because I assume you put her on mute or silence.
Yeah, I did.
But
she can
also
hear you.
There's also an interesting shaft, like a kind of rectangle square of energy that looks like somebody that she's currently involved with, either in family, romantic, children, something. There's someone at work. There's someone that is literally blocking her personal power or siphoning off her personal power. So there's a lot of reasons that I see in her field and in her physical body to be experiencing fear and anxiety. And it's interesting because it really is like a fear that sits at the pit of her stomach. So, like I said, I kind of cleaned up her field, but she's going to have to address some of the other things as well. She really needs some nutritional supplementation and some other things. Kind of a dual attack on that. It's been going on a little bit, it looks like.
Let me just pull her on so she can say thank you. Hello, you're back on again.
Yes, thank you. Yes, Dr. Kimberly, I know you said somebody siphoning off my power. That was the housemate that I was telling you about when we had our session.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still happening, or you reopen an entry point in your field to allow that to happen, because it's literally like, if I go into more detail and look at it closer, it's literally kind of like a slide. So it's like your power just slides out into this other person. You're just giving. It's almost like a handing over of that, a surrender, of who you are and standing in your power. And that can happen even after work because we get the energy, we talk about integrating energy in when we do energy work, And then there's also we get the energy processing out. But there's this echo energy that stays, and if you don't allow it to process all the way out and kind of close the door on some of that, it really snaps in quite quickly, and you're living in that situation, so it's a little harder because you can't get away necessarily from that. So that's just going to take for a lot firmer boundaries, but I really, really think you need to focus totally all your work for a while on this aspect of self-worth and personal power and shoring up your energetic field and just keeping that really clear and strong in the middle. So like I said, I did what I could, in these couple minutes. I can't right now take that slide out, I'm not being allowed to, but I can, you know, kind of clean up on the inside and give you a good base to stand again. But really, there's no reason. I know, like, in your mind, I mean, just in a tiny bit physical, things are going on because things have gotten to you and things have worn away physically, but there's no reason for you to be feeling this level of fear and anxiety. There's no logical reason that I see. So it definitely can be checked.
Okay, thank you. And when you say that you're not being allowed to, is that because I'm resisting it?
No, it's not you. It's that sometimes
I'm
not allowed to do certain things in kind of a compressed time. Sometimes I am. So it's me that's not being allowed. No, it's not you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for calling. Please let us know how it turns out, okay?
I will, thank you.
Yeah, send us your feedback. We love to stay connected, and we're sending you energy. Next person. Dr. Kimberly, before we go on, I wanted to say I can feel the energy that is just here because you're here, and I'm so grateful because
that's so sweet.
Yeah, no, it's really moving, and I wanted to let everyone know, you know, just tune into it, and you can feel the energy. It's very supportive, and it's really buzzing because we were having a bunch of technical difficulties at the top of the call, and it's like the energy is just, you know, balanced out. I'm like, oh, Dr. Kimberly, she's carrying that energy. If we can we go into our next caller?
Yeah, let's go.
Awesome. Philadelphia, let's see if you're there. Hello. Hello, Pennsylvania?
I'm from Pennsylvania. Do you mean me?
Yes. How are you?
Oh, awesome. I didn't know how many people from Philadelphia were calling, so I apologize.
That was perfect. Yeah, we do have other people. I'm sorry. I should be more specific, but I'm just so excited right now. I'm glad that you're there. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm doing great. I have to say, I want to give a testimony about Dr. Kimberly's work because from about April until now, I have attended several of her workshops. And the very first time I heard her on the radio, I have to say that just her voice alone just transported me. For hours, I was just in some zone that I have never seen in my life. And then I said, wow, if that's any indication of her power, I need to know more. And so I'm one of the graduates of her 21-day program. And I'm also one of the members of her Awakening Collection, which is also a phenomenal group. And I just can't say enough about the frequency work and all the healings that are taking place in my life. And, of course, I'm going to be greedy, and I'm going to ask for more. And, Dr. Kimberly, when I was in the 21-day program, you said something to me that really spun my head around, and that was you asked me to consider the fact that I could have my own modality. So I want to know if I've been doing the work. I hope I've been doing the work, and if I'm getting any closer to knowing what that modality is, or will I just have to get on my knees and pray every night for 4 years for my modality?
I think that's a great question. It brings up, and this is what I call new energetic information versus the old way of doing things, which if you guys hear me talk, I'll refer to that quite a bit. And the old way is we sign up under someone else's modality and we learn their way and we pay a lot of money and we graduate through these levels and it's wonderful and it's fantastic. But there's a little bit of a dance of avoidance there, in my opinion. And, you know, Sylvia's natural, what I call naturally born gifted, meaning naturally in touch with some of her abilities from the time she was born. We all have certain abilities. We don't have the same abilities. We all have some intuitive abilities. But, you know, like I said, she's got some strong natural-born abilities. And so when we don't step into our personal power, this is kind of running as a theme, as these calls generally do, as everyone knows who listens to these too, which is really cool. But, you know, when we don't fully stand in that personal power for whatever reason, and there's a million reasons in Sylvia's field, and she knows a lot of them, so I'm not going to go over them here, but we tend to want to hide behind someone else. I'm going to wait and save up some money for this person's program or to go back to school or to buy this piece of equipment or whatever, you know, we want the reason to be that holds us back. And really, you know, we came here to this planet at this time in this space to be us. So the time should really be invested, and you have, Sylvia, in getting to know, like I said before, peeling away the layers, getting clarity, freeing our meridians, balancing our chakras, getting rid of those belief templates and that DNA stuff and all that junk, getting our thoughts clear, getting the right mindset, you know, raising our frequency, holding our frequency, expanding our frequency, and then, you know, we're ready to go. And so, of course, you could choose to do someone else's modality or an older energy modality like Reiki. It's not that they're not valid. Some of them are valid. Some of them actually aren't. Some of them are actually very dark, dense energetic modalities. But why? Why not just do and or be you? So we get kind of trapped in this thing that we even have to. Even the word modality is kind of an older energy and a denser word. And if you guys say it out loud, you can kind of feel that it's a little bit heavy, which is why when you say it, Sylvia, you actually feel a little heavy and it feels a little daunting to you. But if we shatter the paradigm of modalities, period, and Sylvia just says Sylvia, Sylvia affects massive change. And I pointed that out in our private group. When you have affected massive change, Sylvia said one thing to another member of the group that opened up a whole stream of income for someone who was struggling with income and opened up her artistic talent because of one thing Sylvia said. So Sylvia has the ability to facilitate expansion in other people's fields. She has the ability to facilitate possibilities. She has the ability to, you know, see people's gifts and call it out and name it and actualize that. You know, all those things. Is that a modality? No, that's Sylvia being Sylvia. So I would even suggest that I was just taking you in steps, Sylvia. I would ditch the modality and say you're already doing it. You're being.
Oh, yeah, baby. I like that.
So that's where I was kind of trying to lead you to, that we're just used to that old thing. It's kind of like school. You know, school's great for some people, but not for most, if you're really honest. So, you know, it's deprogramming ourselves, and it's coming into the joy and the freedom and fullness of our being. And the closer we can get to that, the easier, and you know this, Sylvia, the easier things flow, the more possibilities we attract, and things just start clicking, clicking, clicking. And I think you're seeing some of that start to come together as you step forward and as you center into who you are.
Well, I guess I can stop hiding now.
Thank you.
I consider myself now to be a master actualizer. How does that sound?
There you go.
Thank you so much for your time. God bless you, and I love you all.
Thank you so much.
Sending love to you, too. Awesome. And what an incredible, incredible testimonial. And I love what you're saying, because a lot of people will not say, Dr. Kimberly, that you being you is going to be that power healer or that power manifester or that power worker. And I'm so grateful that you said that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's true.
Yeah, it's really true. But I mean, to say it and to put it out there and to let people know that it's not about doing this or that or going over there and grabbing another thing here. Just go head on and allow your true light to shine. Allow that true essence of yourself to come out and watch the miracles just happen all around you.
Yes, all said.
Okay, we got somebody calling in from Fort Lauderdale, from Florida. Hello.
If you wanted her to go out for 2 days just to assess.
Hello?
3929.
I can hear them in the background, but they're not talking. Hello, Fort Lauderdale, you're on. Florida? We will come back to them. Let's see. Next caller. Coming out of Tennessee.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, my name's Janet.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing good. I would like to know what's going on with my left knee. It started hurting last Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm just going in. So the pattern, energetic pattern in the knee when I go in, it's not the first time that you've had problems on this side of the body. So it's definitely more of a left side of the body thing than a right side of the body. I don't know. It even looks like this knee has bothered you before on some level, gone out. It's nothing to be concerned about. It's nothing scary, nothing super physical. I also don't see that it's anything mysterious, metaphysical, super energetic either. Yeah, it's interesting because the muscles are real interesting. So, to me, actually, one of the cures, believe it or not, actually looks like there's a lack of movement, there's a lack of fluidity. It's not just in this joint. When I go through all your joints and run through all the joints in your body, it looks to me like there's a lack of fluidity. So there, number one, we have a hydration issue. Number two, we have a, like, essential EFA, essential fatty acid issue. So I would say up essential fatty acids in your diet. That's really going to help, literally lubricate. Also, your hydration as far as getting your hydration into the cells looks pretty compromised, maybe only at like 50, 60%. So the cells aren't hydrated. So a lot of that is there's a brittleness that happens. You know, we talk about arthritis, and there's a million reasons for arthritis. That's why it's sometimes hard to go in, because there's so many things you have to check for why when you're looking at things. But, you know, and I'm not even saying this is arthritis. I'm just using that as an example. But so I would say those are the major issues. It looks like it's going to resolve itself, especially if you change a couple of things within 10 days. You're going to be, like, onto your next thing. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean we always have these things. We're like, oh, gosh, I've had headaches a lot. Or, you know, I'm always craving things. Like, we always have these imbalances that we catch. But I don't see this any metaphysical, weird, you know, mysterious thing that you are or aren't doing. It just looks like those physical things to me when I tap it.
Okay, because I had stem cell shots done in my left knee and my right knee Monday before it started hurting on Tuesday.
Yeah, I just think it's just not moving right. It's more of a lubrication fluid.
It's not moving right at all. And it changes. Sometimes it's in the front, sometimes it's in the back, and sometimes it's on the side.
Right. That's why it's kind of a general joint-ish, not directly a specific joint, but it's kind of a general. And like I said, I tapped your other joints. It's actually, to me, it looks like you could have elbow problems, you could have finger. It's all the joints are looking circumspect to me, and I would just do those tweaky things. I don't know. You don't do a lot of greens. Do you do a lot of greens? It looks like you need more like spirulina type of greens too in your – if you are taking them, you need up them. If you aren't taking them, you need some powdered greens. That's really going to get
okay.
That. It kind of drives through the cell wall, and it actually carries a lot of liquid through. So you just kind of need something to prepare the soil kind of to get from the outer cell into the inner cell. So I would add that, too. I think you're going to see a really difference in movement. I keep hearing movement. So you need to move more, my love.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for calling. And let us know how you're feeling. And everybody on the call right now, let us know what you're feeling. The energy is really blasting with Dr. Kimberly on the line. We're going to keep doing readings and taking calls and emails from people. And give us your feedback. I'm reading back and forth right now as we take different callers, so I'm monitoring how everybody's doing. Dr. Kimberly, would you mind if we did a email?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. This is from Mira in Ireland, and she says, I've worked hard over 20 years to keep my business afloat. It has been harder and harder since 2008, and my soul is tired of the struggle now. How do I find the energy or the frequencies to keep going in this manner? Please help.
This is a hard one because literally there's this expression. I don't know if you guys have heard it. You probably had it. You might read it in a book or something. You know, they might say her heart failed her. And I'm not talking about like a physical thing, like a heart attack, but literally the heart chakra has just, the bottom of it has fallen out over this. It's been so heavy for so long. All the energy is just literally, there's no hold there in our heart. So our heart is just literally heavy, not breaking, which is different energy. And it was totally different, but literally just so heavy that it's blown out the bottom of her heart chakra. So not a good thing. I'm going to do what I can right now, just kind of as the body receives, and anybody that has this, it's kind of a unique situation, but you guys may have aspects of it. I'm going to go ahead and work on kind of for the whole, because there are a lot of heart chakra issues and heart issues here in this group, as you can imagine, or in the world at large as well. But so first of all, you know, when you are so burdened, my question to her, and I wish this was a live caller, would be, if this has caused this kind of energetic, and of course the energetic leads to physical heart damage eventually, if it hasn't already, or in stress, you know, on the actual heart and heart system, you know, why are you agonizing and working. So often we push and we pull and we drag the energy. And if you guys can tap in and plug into that energy of that question and into our energy, I know some of you can, it's like she's just dragging this business. And so there's times for everything. We have to be really sensitive to our timelines. We have to be really sensitive. Of course, her business has its own energy. To me, and this is just my opinion, looking at a couple different things without going into super details, is that sometimes it's time to end something and be done and go on to a new phase of your life. Sometimes it's time to transform or transmute something into something new. And sometimes it's time to put something down and just begin again. All those things lift, you know, that energy rather than just dragging this business on and continuing to struggle with this burden. And so those are things that I would consider. However hard it is, we become so entrenched in routines, so entrenched in our belief systems and our patterns that we miss these delicious junctures where we get to choose again. And I teach and talk about that a lot because we just get stuck. And this is a situation where not only do I believe she's gotten stuck, but I believe it's become like quicksand and it's actually taking her under. And that's not acceptable to me. And so there is, to me, no necessarily solution to fix this other than those three solutions that I suggested.
Thank you. And I want to say something that's so key about that. When you told people to be open to receive the energy, like I opened up and I literally felt a shift around my heart chakra. I could feel it. And then we got feedback coming in and thank you for working on this level because we are carrying so many burdens in our heart, in our heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to tell people that it's okay to put stuff down, we're not like, it's not like a ball and chain, and I totally respect this person, the listener who sent this email in, but to also be able to know that perhaps the message in this is that it's time to allow this part to be complete and to move on to it. And I'm so grateful that you said that. I'm just so grateful. Thank you, Dr. Kimberly.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, and it's so funny because sometimes I'm not for everyone, obviously, because, you know, I'm like, if you want to hear the truth, don't ask me. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask me. Because because we want to hear what we want to hear, haven't you guys all? Like I have so many times. I've had mentors that are actually huge movie stars, and they've been my mentors, and I've gone to them, and I've asked them things, and they're like, you know, you just want me to tell you something different. And people come to me, you guys, please don't waste your money if you just want me to tell you what you want to hear, because I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what I see in your timeline, in timing, in your energy field. And it's often, gosh, I don't want to hear it. When I go on my machine and I run stuff, and I, you know, my girls are some of the harshest critics of me. They're like, why do you have that thing in your field? And I'm like, leave my things in my field alone, you know? but I'm just saying we've all got that. You know, we've all got the stuff that we don't have time to work on. We don't want to see. We don't want to let go. And there's – I'm going to say something else, and this is a really advanced concept, and I hope you guys can pick up on this because I think someone really – a couple people really need to hear this. There is a deliciousness in the pain – that we carry, that we become addicted to. Please never see that as a substitute for joy.
Right on. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I think that just in general, society would benefit from hearing that. And why do I say that? Because there is so much pain in the way society has been set up and in the agreements that we're making in terms of how we're living. So thank you for saying that. And let's just let that go out into the world and be picked up by anyone who's receptive to hearing it on this call.
You gave me chills saying that. That was great. Yeah, you gave me chills.
We need to hear it, Dr. Kimberly. And I love you're so authentic. And you're so clear, and I love that about you, and the fact that you're just, like, calling it out, and you're just, like, saying what it is, and you're also empowering people. We got Dada, who's just written in from Vancouver, and she says, Dr. Kim, what a wonderful energy. I am shimmering all over my body. Thank you for sharing and holding this special space. Infinite love and blessings, Dada. And before we go on, right on, before we go on, taking more calls here, I just want to know, What makes you different from other healers or psychics or people who are out there providing healing? Because you are extremely different, but what do you think the difference is?
You know what, I think there's a number of differences. The amount, you know, a lot of people point to a couple events. You know, it was my near-death experience. We hear that a lot. And it's funny because I kind of blow the lid off that because I've died on the operating table and everyone's like all excited. They're like, what did you see? What did you hear? What did you know? Did you change? Because I was born with, you know, the same abilities that I have now. And even though many people try to drive them out of me, they're still here and even more powerful. But going through my near-death experience, you know, nothing happened. So I've got nothing for you guys. So just because you have a near-death experience or a death experience, that is not necessarily a transformation point, which actually goes counter, very counter against what everybody says in the consciousness world, which amuses me. But what is so different is that, you know what, you guys, I've played this game, you know, 4 years ago. You know, I came out for the first time really, really publicly as a healer in a very, very big way. And I'm going to tell you and be very honest, I got caught up in the ego. I got caught up in the game, and you know, if you run a telesummit and you guys that listen to the telesummits, it's like anything else. It's a programmed reality. It's a game. There's rules that people follow. There's, you know, things that happen. You know, anybody that's been in the consciousness world is aware of that, and I got caught up in that too. And one of the differences between me is I have a higher authority. My gifts were given to me at birth. I didn't deserve them. I didn't earn them. I didn't work for them. I didn't study for them. They've been a double-edged sword. You know, I've fought them, I've used them, I've abused them. But finally, you know, every time I step out of line, every time I go into ego, and I've gone into ego many times, you guys, you know, I've got the cosmic check. You know, not just the cosmic check. You know, not just something light. I've got the heavy duty boot stamp, drove in the ground, buried for 2 years. You know, and actually, you know, 2 years ago when I stepped out of the work, I wasn't sure I was ever going to come back. As a matter of fact, I was certain I was never going to come back. But now that I understand, I absolutely have a higher authority. I do not operate from ego. I surrender 100% to the energy, and I am deeply committed as a servant to you guys. I am so committed to being a servant of this energy, to be a servant of my gifts. While I master them, I'm still their servant. And I really feel that I am so much not any better than anyone else because I've been so humbled so many times. And I think I'm one of the rare healers, especially coming in as a woman, that has literally experienced almost every human tragedy that anyone could experience, unfortunately, on this earth. And I don't think a lot of healers can say that. A lot of people can say a couple things. But literally, I'm just so dumb that I've experienced, you know, all the pain. That also makes me deeply, sincerely compassionate. So a lot of people say, you've never been this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have. And they're like, you've always been wealthy. No, I haven't. You know, and I've shared, you know, not often because my life is so crazy and so weird. You guys wouldn't believe half of it if I told you. But, you know, I've worked in a freaking factory, you guys. Don't tell me I don't understand boredom. Don't tell me I don't understand, you know, struggling with your gifts and your intelligence and working below your level. You know, I've been broke and I've been wealthy and I've been married and I've been divorced and I've been engaged and I've been in abusive relationships. And, you know, I'm a mother and, you know, on and on. I've had successful businesses. I've had people, you know, steal massive amounts of money from me. I've been sick, ill with mysterious illnesses no one could diagnose. I mean, I could go on and on. But all those things have uniquely fitted me, you know, for this job. And so I see, and I think it's so valuable when you guys can look back and you can be like, yeah, you know, for 60 years of my life, you know, I've struggled with debilitating arthritis. But all that led to here, and now I'm this brilliant novelist, and I share my pain, and I lead support groups on the internet, and that unique pain has also crafted me. It's not just our strengths that uniquely craft us, you guys. It's the pain and the struggle. It's a gift. It truly is. You just have to flip that energy, and you have to overcome. And the beautiful thing is almost every single tragedy, every single block, every single illness can be overcome. And, you know, thank the Lord, how amazing. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful that we can raise our frequency, that we can detox, that our bodies are so malleable, that they're just energy and that we're beings of light and that we're so assisted and so loved, you know, that healing is possible and we see miracles every single day. And so, you know, that ability, you know, to be so broken and have seen miracles so repeatedly in my own life, I think I have a unique perspective, to be honest.
Yeah, you have an incredible perspective, and I think that it's one that lends, I mean, of course, the energy that you carry is tremendous. I mean, it's like I'm just sitting over here buzzing, and his daughter wrote in. It's just like, you know, like we're just like on fire just by being on the call with you. But I also want to say the depth that you bring, because you've been through those experiences, people then can also associate and understand that they, too, have that same thing within them. They're certainly their own self. But that look at how much they can also, you know, work with in terms of achieving and overcoming. I love your story, and I love that you have, you know, that you're, I wouldn't, you know, want you to have gone through anything uncomfortable or horrible, but the fact that you did triumph against it, or triumph over it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's a beautiful gift that you bring to all of us. So thank you. My goodness. Awesome. Is it okay if we just take a couple more people?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, awesome. From Boston, let's do an email. My baby nephew, Benjamin, in Boston is 19 months and has a metabolic disorder that affects his motor skills. Is there any healing that Dr. Kimberly could give him or any insight that could help in his healthy development? Thank you so much.
Right, and we see, you know, unfortunately, situations like this all the time with children and adults, you know, these challenging things. I'm going to go in and just mitigate some things energetically in his energy field. This is a situation, you know, I'm cautious with adults, but even more, you know, cautious with children, that I would want to do what we call a full body scan, just because that is not me, you know, looking at his energy field, which I can see lots of things, but it's him. It would be him, whether you're a child or baby or adult, it was you, you know, telling me what you need right now, exactly which frequencies you need to be brought to balance immediately. And I worked with a little girl a while ago, and she had a rare skin disorder that they say is not curable. But her mom and I met, and we ran her energy in a body scan, and we had a couple, I think we had one conversation. And I never even talked to the little girl. And, you know, out of that scan came some recommendations, you know, lifestyle recommendations, diet recommendations, and a few supplement recommendations, plus an energetic frequency, of course, like we do in the 21-day program. But total improvement, I guess like 95% improvement, you know, and that's not possible according to medicine. So all these mysterious things, they aren't mysterious to us. Our brain, our body, our energy field, our DNA knows exactly what's going on. And sometimes there does need to be a detox done on a genetic level and on a DNA level or on a deep cellular level. Sometimes it is, you know, all energy. Sometimes it's other energies and other entities that have been brought in or energies in the home. There's multiple reasons for these disorders and influences on these disorders. But really, especially with children, I like to go, you know, you guys are like, that child can talk or speak clearly, but, you know, it doesn't matter because the energy field stores every single information of every single thing through all your ancestral line and beyond, including your timeline. So if you just plug into that, which I'm able to do through science and through my own abilities, it's just magical. As a matter of fact, I've always told my girls, I'm like, I hate this. I hate that people think I can figure this stuff out, because if you look at it through a human mind, it's not possible. Like, why are these people putting this heavy burden on me? But what's so great is every time I just, and that's what I love about what I do. I get, you talk about a high. I don't need to use drugs, because this is the biggest high you can have is coming into someone's energy field and having them tell you what's wrong and you facilitating and providing, whether it's through science or through your own abilities, those frequencies, and watching them almost instantaneously heal. Gosh, you guys, there's no better high than that. And so every time it's such a burden, I always tell the story, but it's one of my favorites. One of my friends, you know, a number of years ago, 8 years ago, she calls me up. I was in the park with my kids. I'll never forget this moment. She said, my daughter's dying. She's scheduled to go to Pennsylvania for exploratory surgery. They're going to cut her open head to toe in 2 weeks. You're going to heal her. And I said, no. She's like, too late. We're on our way. She's driving her up from Atlanta, Georgia to Ohio, where I was living at the time. You guys, I went in, I hit my knees, and I'm like, I quit. I can't do this. I cannot. I mean, tears come to my eyes now because this is a mother, a wife of two young children, and she's putting her on me. You know, I'm not Jesus. You know? But, you know, the crazy great thing is I think we spent about 6 hours together over a period of 2 days, and she went home. She canceled the surgery, found out exactly what was wrong. She actually had a little tiny valve in her intestines that was completely clogged. We got it all energetically and using some supplements freed up, and everything changed in her whole being. Sometimes it's just this one, we're such sophisticated, amazingly built creatures that so many things can go wrong. And sometimes it really is just that one thing that you clear and you bring back to balance, and it absolutely changes everything. And so, so she's happy, healthy, happily married mother, went back to her career. But, so it's not me. A lot of people, I think that makes me different as well, because I do use the most cutting-edge science. We're always bringing in new stuff. We're bringing in, you know, brand new stuff that we haven't even introduced yet very shortly in the next couple of weeks, just because I'm always looking, because I've been there, you guys. I have wanted to kill myself numerous times. You know, that's crazy to admit, but, you know, it just gets to a point where you know there's joy. And when you've experienced joy and you've experienced the standard of living that's so amazing in your own being, and you're not there, and you're in darkness, and you're in hopelessness, you don't want to live. Like, why? When everybody else seems happier, and everybody else is tasting what you've tasted in the past, and you can't get there. So, you know, I've been there, and I understand the density, and I understand the darkness, but I also understand there is always hope. There is always hope, even when you don't think there's hope, even when you're being told other things. But opening yourself up, and I would encourage this mother, and I think she is because she's listening to these kind of shows, obviously, but I would encourage her to reject some of the programming, to reject that sentence of mysterious illness, you know, undiagnosed, you know, we can't fix this. This is a death sentence. This is a something you have to carry the rest of your life. And I encourage you guys to reject it, too. You guys have been labeled as diabetic and ADD and, you know, bipolar and all these labels. I encourage you guys to clear this out of your field. When you guys say and speak that about yourself and you're taking medication for those things, you guys are bringing templates and energy with a lot of attention. There's millions of people that have the same thing. So when you're speaking that over yourself, you're bringing those templates and all that intention that's backed up by thousands of people over hundreds and tens of years, however, what that condition is, you're bringing that into your energy field. That sinks eventually into your physical body. And even if that wasn't true, it becomes true for you. And so we have to start choosing words of life and words of light, and we have to start with ourselves and saying, you know what, no, thank you. I'm not going to accept that diagnosis for my child. I'm not going to accept it for myself. I'm not going to accept it for the world, as I love, you know, that you keep talking about the world. You know, I'm not going to accept it. You know, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to choose a different possibility. And just opening yourself up to the idea that there are other possibilities begins actually the potential and a glimmer of healing and higher frequency.
I love it. And what you're talking about, I think everyone can understand very clearly, and everyone can know that it's something to do. You know what I'm saying? The most important thing you can do is open yourself up to the complete change and being where you want to be in your life and past anything you can maybe sometimes even conceptualize now, because it's all frequency-based.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we when we're all balanced and in the right frequency? So thank you, Boston, for sending that message in, and please keep us posted on what's going on. It's the top of the hour right now, and so if you don't mind, everyone, we're going to take a minute, and we're going to listen to Dr. Kimberly tell us about this amazing package that she has put together for us on the call tonight. I'm going to my computer, and I'm pulling it up, and I don't know if you're at your computer. You can pull yours up, too, everyone, and just take a look at it, because it's beautiful. It's wonderful, and as I'm looking at it, this is a package that, I mean, I'm just so excited about your work, Dr. Kimberly, so I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to let you talk about it, but I'm looking at it also.
Okay, so don't tell me, but which one are we doing? Are we doing TEB 21 day? I don't know what we're offering on your, what are we offering?
Let's take a look at it. And just to let everyone know, after we talk about
good.
The offers, we're going to come back and take some more calls, but we're going to get to the offer right now since it's the top of the hour. The transformational energy balancing.
Oh, that's fabulous. It works great with what we're talking about. Okay, well, it's all fabulous. I get excited about all of it. But
yeah.
You've heard me refer to what I just said to the mother about a whole body scan. This is a whole body scan, but it's a mini version, so it's a taster version. Our larger version is just more time and more comprehensive, but this is a fabulous experience. If you've never experienced frequencies or how much information your own body gives you, your own energy field stores, it's a fabulous taster. And so what it is that we really look at 10 areas, you know, we're going into your energy field and we're running a bunch of frequencies and we're saying, what would you like to balance? You know, what flower essence would you like to balance? What planetary energy would you like to balance? Which meridian is blocked and what would you like to clear? So we're basically asking your body, this is not using my abilities. You'll hear when I do the explanation or you get a printout, you'll, of course, I can't help but be me, so I just give you a little more information or if I see something or feel something. But this is basically, you know, it's medical technology. It's based, it's a licensed medical device. It's based on the same technology as an MRI, an ultrasound machine. You know, we used to watch this stuff in Star Trek, for those of you that are that old. And, you know, it's here now. You know, you used to watch them run the computer programs, and they're like, you know, this is what's wrong with you. This is what you need. That's basically what this is. This is scanning your energy field and picking the things that are going to bring you to balance very, very quickly. And so it can, it actually goes in and it facilitates things on very physical level, on a mental level. It can pull emotional frequencies. You know, when we are bringing in a lot of the higher vibrating things, which are stones and gems, we're actually reaching into some of the gifts and metaphysical and opening you guys up to other dimensions. So there's just a lot of power in this and your life can really start to shift and you guys can, you know, some people have their abilities start to open up. Some people have disease processes start to reverse. Some people just have a different clarity and feeling, you know, within their being. So we really, really, I mean, we've gotten great results with this. We've been actually buried. It's so funny. Every morning I get up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do scans because you guys have buried us. We just got overwhelming response, which we're really excited about. And it's really fun, you know, playing in everybody's energy field because it's so interesting. The body is so consistent. I always call my girls. They're like, really like we care. But, you know, I'll say, you know, I'll be doing Susan's scan and it's so cool because her body will be like, okay, it'll bring up stuff for the heart, you know, and the physical heart, and then we'll scan the meridian, and we'll be like, oh, my gosh, it wants to clear the heart meridian, and just the body is so beautiful and consistent, and then it'll call in like a gem, like ruby or something that's really heart chakra-oriented, and then the flower essence will be about opening up to receive and relationships, and it's just so beautiful. If you guys really understood how magical you are, and how intricate you are, and how beautiful you are, and the flow of your being, gosh, it would change everything, just that knowledge and that understanding. You're so malleable. You're water. And so you can change. And for most of you, that's an exciting thing because most of us, you know, aren't happy in certain areas of our life, and we desire improvement. And it's just so easy. It really is. You know, your frequency, and you give the body, you know, in a way that it can easily absorb, and you shift into this higher frequency state, and everything changes, including what we started off talking about, personality. And some were resistant. Some were like, I like my personality. But how do you know? If you've always been an introvert and you're truly an extrovert, like that's who you came here to be, how do you know that you're not going to light this world on fire when you step into who you truly are? You don't. And so we just need to open our minds, open our energy fields, and we need to trust ourselves. Because your soul knows what's best for you. Your soul knows why you're here. And I'm just here, and, you know, all these beautiful souls that do these telephones are just here. We're just here to facilitate you. And if you want to boil everything down, that's what I do. I facilitate you. And this is just a tool to do that.
It's wonderful. And Dr. Kimberly, she's got two packages. And I think that I'm just looking at this going, wow, this is so beautiful. And I hope everybody is looking at this because it's amazing because there is the 10-area whole body scan. And then there is the upgrade. So it's like, you know, which one to choose. It's amazing. And all I know is that you can't go wrong. You can just feel the energy on the call right now, and it's phenomenal. And so you can go to www.awakeningheartnetwork.com. Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, and you can click on the special page offer, and you can, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed by the energy. I'm looking at all the information in front of me, but I can barely read it. But you can go to the URL, or you can, you know, I'm sitting here going, wow, I'm like drooling, Dr. Kimberly. I'm literally looking at all this going, wow, everybody can change, like, immediately. Like, just do this work and just watch in immediate, and then, wow, an upgrade, too. Oh, my God. You know, additional frequencies worked into your field for 30 days. I mean, I'm just so you have to forgive me. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm just like, wow, this is the most amazing package ever. And again, you can go to Dr. Kimberly's special page. Click on it and you'll see the package there. Just go to the replay page or you'll see her page or www.awakeningheartnetwork.com/Kimberly and you will find her package right there. And it's just an amazing package. I mean, I'm trembling all over just from the energy myself, so it's hard for me to talk. So I think I will get back to some callers here, and we'll come back to this at the end of it. But we have time for just maybe a couple more people. And people, everyone out there, just keep feeling the energy. Feel it. I'm just like, I can barely talk. The energy is so strong. So Dr. Kimberly, if it's okay, can we take a couple more people?
Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. Minnesota. Are you on the line?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Sorry, I was out walking, but I had a feeling I might get called, so.
Awesome. Thank you for staying with us.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I have heard Dr. Kimberly before, and I just really want to hear what she has to say. I'm working on a lot of things. I do have a daily practice I do, which you know, it still raises my life condition, but I'm struggling right now, and I have a couple of big things on my plate. I want to move, and I need a new career, and sometimes the negativity of my brain trying to figure it out just brings me down.
Okay, so when I go into your field, first of all, you're carrying, and I could trace your timelines, but I'm being told not to go that deep right now, but you're carrying a line of negativity that you're actually holding in your upper left side of your jaw and mouth plate. So it's a very specific line, and it's just radiating anger, to be honest. And it's, you know, when I scan your whole field, it attracts my attention because it's lit up like a neon sign. It's actually, you know, I usually see a lot more anger than this, so, you know, kudos to you. But it's just literally a line. It's kind of like a line in the sand, and it almost makes me wonder if it's a line in the sand that you drew at some point that just made you angry or that you had to draw that made you really angry. So that's there, and that's prohibitive to you moving forward. The interesting thing about that line is it actually traces down the side, left side of your face, and it actually splashes across and inhibits and cuts off almost exactly in half your throat chakra. So your ability to clearly actualize and speak and communicate, whether that's your vision or whether that's part of where you're trying to go, is severely inhibited. So it almost looks like it chokes you off. I don't know if you ever experienced any throat problems. I would be surprised if at times your throat wasn't scratchy or there wasn't drainage issues or possibly even coughing. It's really really cut off, you know, and only half functioning. So that's a couple really interesting observations about your energy field. I do want to say something very affirming to you, which is you're actually fairly balanced. I can tell whatever work you do that you do what I call do the work. So there are parts of you that are very, very balanced and centered. But this is really actually yanking your energetic template off and to the left and upper. So it's yanking your energetic template off your physical body, which would also make you feel possibly off kilter and slightly confused, off center, or lost. So the one thing that I know that I can do is I can put your energetic template back over your body, and I can mitigate, make it easy for the anger if you're ready to let it go, release. It almost seems to be something that you need to acknowledge and process out yourself, which I believe you have the ability to do. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to, but it's a very specific energy, but which I don't want to tap it all the way back, but that means it either relates to a very specific event or series of events or a very specific person. So it's a very specific anger energy, and it has a very clear frequency. So I'm going to go and I'm going to realign your energy body, and then I'm going to mitigate really quickly what wants to go right this moment, and we'll see if we can start to let some of that out and bring back that proper energetic flow to that chakra, which is so crucial. But other than that, to be honest, I think you look really good.
Okay, great. You know, it's funny because I felt a line on the inside of my cheek right before the call, and I thought, is that biting? week, or but I really have a lot of tension in my right side. Like some mornings I have to crack that jaw. And so maybe at night I'm processing and some of the anger is coming out, and I have had a family member that I'm at odds with, and I know that it shouldn't be, or that it should be resolved, and it's not. And so, yeah, it's been kind of festering.
Right, and it's so important, and I've had to realize this too. And we get caught up in that because anger is a really interesting emotion. Anger actually feels really good in its purity, because it's a very fiery energy, and it's actually a creation energy, which is really interesting. So we can get kind of caught up in that, and so we allow it, or we allow it in lines or pieces, or we allow parts of it. And you do so much work. It's almost like, it's so funny. It's like what I do. I hide, like, sometimes I have to hide things from my girls because they're like scavengers, they're teenagers, and you know, when they hit that time of the month, everybody goes for the chocolate set to hide stuff. And it's almost like that. Yeah. It's almost like you've allowed it yourself to just one place. You're like, okay, I know, I practice, I am being, but I'm going to allow myself this place. And I had to remind myself of this in an incident that happened earlier this year. I started getting caught up in righteous anger. There is a righteous anger. And actually, to be honest with you, the frequency of this actually does seem like the frequency of what we call a righteous anger. But despite that, mm-hmm. isn't it interesting that even though it's a righteous mm-hmm. anger or a right anger, how much it's mm-hmm. inhibiting the full essence and power of you? And I came to that choice too, where I had a righteous situation that had 3D benefits with pursuing monetary, large monetary benefits. And I actually had to get to the point where I'm like, wait a minute, what is this doing to my energetic field? What is this doing to my being? What is this doing to my soul purpose? You know, is this the right path? And I had to, you know, allow that to go too. So I do see the entirety of the situation, I just want to say, but it's really holding on to this, allowing yourself this delicious little kind of hidden, you know, anger that you are right about. You are. It doesn't matter. You know, these heavy densities, these big things, you know, that's a line. You guys, in most people's fields, I see a heck of a lot more than this line of anger and this imbalance in the third chakra. Think of, you know, when you came in, you shared the outer expression of some struggles that's actually reflecting into. So I think it's just I think that you were like called, you know, to call in. I think this is a gift to everyone. It's a huge, huge lesson to us all that any of those lower densities emotions, you know, it's our choice. You know, we can be right. You know, you've heard that thing, we can be right or we can be happy. It's so true energetic wise in our fields. I see it all the time.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, you look good though, other than that. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that helps
thank
so
you
much.
For calling us. Yeah, let us know how you're doing also.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for calling. And I just want to say again, when Dr. Kimberly was talking about what a gift it is when people call in and they share what they're going through, how it really affects everyone. And so when she's working on someone, it really affects all of us, because something you spoke to was so specific, especially when you said, you know, sometimes we're doing stuff and it's really throwing us off our path completely, which is why I love what you're doing in your work. I want to talk about it one more time, only because when you shift, I mean, you actually say this in your offer, when you shift who you are, when you open your field to higher frequency and expansion, it allows you to attract wealth, health, abundance on an entirely different new level of being. Because as this changes who you are, then this shifts every area of your life, and it's that simple.
It really is. And, you know, we think it's harder. You know, everyone's like, well, how did you do this and how did you do that? And I know you guys don't want to hear it, but the closer you get, you know, raise your frequency, hold your frequency, expand your frequency, and do you. Don't do who you're jealous of. Don't do what your next-door neighbor's doing. Don't do what your mother told you to do, or your father, or your brother, or your husband, or whoever. Do you. And I, you know, I work, you know, with God. You know, some of you, you know, have other spiritual beliefs, and that's fine. But, you know, when I listen to that guidance that is 100% right, you guys can also plug into guidance that is 100%. How would that even just change your life? plugging into guidance that when you listen and follow is always magical and successful, that's mind-blowing. We don't think that's possible on this earth, but it really, really is. You have to get clear. You have to get still. You have to get centered. You know, there's some ifs, again, to that. But each one of you are no different than me. Each one of you can open up that crown chakra. Each one of you can connect with universal knowledge. Each one of you can know which job to take, where to move, who to marry, what school to put your children in. You know, all these big and little decisions, what your body should eat for breakfast that day, how much exercise, what kind of exercise. You know, it becomes this way of living that's not even what I call the balance. We teach the balance and then we get rid of it. And it just becomes this seamless flow of natural being. And you begin living in this level of life that you don't think is possible, you know, till we reach the other side. But you can start tasting that now. And no, it's not a perfect process, but it can be a good process. It can be a rich process. It can be a happy process with very little disharmony. I'm to the point that almost every result of disharmony is going against that 100% knowledge and guidance. And so, yes, I have special abilities, but many of you have special abilities as well. And all of you, one thing I know is all of you, anyone that can hear my voice, no matter when they hear it, I know that all of you have a super, very special purpose for being here on this planet. And that's magical in itself. Talk about self-worth. Wow, I have a purpose. And it's not this magical, mystical, you know, endless journey search. Some of your purpose is just to be you, being an amazing mother or an amazing wife or an amazing husband or son or businessman or lawyer or doctor or janitor. And that's enough. Because when it almost makes me cry, because when we are ourselves, it's actually not just enough, it's more than enough. When we are ourselves, we transform the existence and the reality of every single person we come in contact with. That's magic. You guys are the magic. We just don't realize it. We haven't been taught that. We haven't embraced it, and we haven't lived it.
Thank you, Dr. Kimberly. You are just so incredible. I mean, you know, everyone is so special, and you just have this incredible gift of communication to help people understand the truth of who and what they are, to help them understand that it's as simple as frequency, and this package allows everyone to open up more into who they are so that those gifts flow out, the frequency changes, everything we think we want suddenly happens because we're different, our frequency is different, and so therefore what we attract and what we have is different. And I think, you know, as you say in the special package, we want the health, the abundance, the wealth, the relationships, all of this, and yet who we are, because that shifts, that's the real key to this, our happiness on the planet, the joy, the self-expression, the knowing who we are, being in that flow. Again, everyone, you can just click on the special offer page, and you can see Dr. Kimberly's special offer there, which is just amazing. Has me, like, drooling looking at all of it. With one package is the transformational energy balancing. The other one is the transformational energy balancing and the upgrade with 30 days of frequencies that are being, you know, into your field, which is just amazing, additional frequencies working into your field for 30 days. Additionally, I mean, an incredible package, and you can tell by what Dr. Kimberly is talking about that she really walks her talk. She really owns it, and she comes from a very, very deep place of authenticity and allowing people to become truly empowered in who they are. And so I can't speak enough about her package and what you can do in your life with this package. She spoke about how lives, or how people around you change when you are in this deep space and your frequency is changing. And so every aspect of your life will change. I don't think we want more than that. I mean, I think that's why we're here. That's why we're all on this call. We want to be who we truly are. We want to live the life that we know in our lives is possible for us. And I love that you put this package together just for that specific reason. we've spoken so much, and you've worked on people, and you've said so many things. We're about to end the call, and the energy is just, like, blasting. Is there anything you want to leave us with as we jump off the call, Dr. Kimberly?
Well, I don't know if you wanted me to do a process, if we have time for that.
Sure, that's up to you. That's your call. Everyone's
hanging on. 'Cause we can kind of close it. Yeah, we can kind of close it out with that, and I feel that'll kind of feel the energy and send everyone on their way.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So, everybody, Dr. Kimberly's doing a process on top of everything. She's such a gifted healer and so much giving. Thank you so much, Dr. Kimberly.
All right, so we're just going to kind of switch gears really quick, and we're going to take a deep breath all the way in, and we're going to let it out kind of slowly. And as we come here today, and we're going to go into the energy fields of not just those that are here right now, but those that will listen in the future to the recording, we're going to surround ourselves with the very highest frequencies in all dimensions of love and of light. And we're going to bind any negative energies or energies from interfering with this work right now with you, with transformation that can happen in any area right now. We're going to release all toxins that are ready to go, physical and energetic, from everyone's field, all physical, all mental, all emotional. We're going to move in and clear some specific energies that are coming up for this group. We're going to go in and clear fear from your field now and allow it to dissipate. Many of you are buying into, it looks like, the current planetary energy of fear that's kind of going around the news and TV and people talking, and this is stopping and halting some of the fluidity of your work and the actualizing of what you desire to bring into your life. It's actually stopping some of your sense of being. So those that are holding it close to your heart especially, we release this now completely out of the field through all time, all space, all dimensions, all realities, all non-realities, all parallel timelines. We let that go now. Some of you have kind of a energy that's a sister to this, a manic type of energy, and you're spinning. I see your energy spinning, and areas of your field are spinning in circles faster and faster. However, it looks like some of you are headed toward a little bit of burnout. So we're going to mitigate and center and slow this energy so that it can serve you and not burn out your adrenal glands and not burn out your nervous system. So we're going to tenderly and gently restore this part of your energetic field and this part of your physical body. And then we bind a little deeper energy that's coming up in a few of you, which is the energy of panic that is coming up in the field of some of you who are listening right now. We're going to bring in some blue light. We're going to bring in the frequency of peace, of wisdom, of strength, of knowing that we can handle anything that comes up energetically now or at any time in the physical 3D world or in the energetic world as well. We're going to clear anxiety right now and the feeling of always being anxious. We're going to go through the chakras, 1, 2, 3, 4, and clear any anxiety in those right now. We're going to realign you with your energetic bodies. Some of you, as we've talked about with individual colors, you're off. Your physical bodies and your energetic bodies are not aligned right now. We're going to allow these to click in for those of you who are ready to go back into place. We're going to wash over and do this now. Some of you have kind of gone into an escapism. You've given up. You still kind of half try and half listen, but you spend a lot of time in what we call a fantasy type of creation world. Some of you are gamers, it looks like. Some of you watch a lot of movies and TV. This is not an energy of manifestation. This is actually an energy of escape. This is okay temporarily, but can throw you off your timeline when you spend too many hours there. So we're going to kind of bring you back a little bit into this reality. We're going to mitigate that. We're going to dissolve some of that. Others have brought in the energy of apathy and not moving forward or backwards, but you're kind of like okay with being where you are, and that's all right sometimes. But the time is now to awaken in your being, in your life. And so we rekindle by bringing in some amethyst. substance, the manifest fire, and we're going to bring in the frequency and the feeling, what it feels like to be fully alive again. We're going to do that right now. Some of you have followed those who are not walking in integrity and have fallen prey to delusion and false beliefs, and I see the templates in your field, and you're confused, and this call has actually confused you because it's not always what you hear. And so I'm just going to bring in your own ability to discern clearly and recognize some basic frequencies. These are the frequencies of light from darkness. These are the frequencies of truth from a lie. So we bring the familiarity of this ability to discern into your field now. There are so many of you, and I can relate, who are weary, who are exhausted, who are tired. We're going to actually call in some vitamin C to begin to rebuild and restore your adrenal system. We're also going to go in, and for those of you who are ready to let some things go, a lot of kidney meridians in specific are kind of blocked. So we're going to support the adrenals by clearing the kidney meridian, and those of you who are ready to go there. This is going to help support you as you step up in these busy and high energy times. Those who are living with depression or on and off depression, we lift what is willing to slip away now, and we're going to restore chemical rebalance in those that are ready and willing to go there. There's anger, as we've talked about, in some fields, held in some places in the physical bodies and cells of your life, and that's creating areas, like we talked about, that are not working. We're going to do a little bit of transmutation right now and transformation because anger, I talked about the fire of anger, is actually very close to the frequency and fire of action. So those that are ready to slip from that lower density to the higher density, we're going to bring you there right now. We're also going to bring in the ability to make conscious choices and decisions. We're going to transmute and transform this frequency into thankfulness and gratitude for everything we have right now. We tune into our intuition in a more powerful way so we can avoid stress in our daily lives. Our intuition and our supernatural abilities is not something to fear. It's something to step forward into because that's where our power is. We bounce the energy off of everything so we know that we are always making the very best decisions at each turn in our lives. We affirm and bring in that we create our reality, a conscious co-creation daily with God and the universe. We believe that anything is possible, and we choose in our minds, in our energy field, in our cells of our body, to operate from this frequency. We take action now, and we live in the now. We're going to travel really quick up to our ninth chakra center, which is outside of time and space, and we're going to connect to all higher dimensions that we're willing to open to and all higher and highest light frequency information that you're willing to receive. We breathe into this deeply and completely. We breathe in all the way in. We slowly release all the way out, maintaining connection. And we seal this work done on this call, done in this moment. So it is, and so it was, and so it will always be.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. Thank you for the huge, incredible gift of your wisdom and your presence and your love and your expanded consciousness on this call. You are a gift to all of us and a gift to the planet. We are so grateful to you and to everyone who's joining us, who everyone who's listening now or who will be listening on the replay. Just keep opening up to this energy. It's just profound. It's just moving through. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful evening.